Hi, it's Jody Whites, and welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. And I do believe that you can get your spectacular life. It just takes a little bit of forethought. Today's presentation, I'm going to talk about 5 tips for letting go of control in order to ease anxiety, or you can fill in the blank, in order to have more joy, in order to not be thinking about controlling or controlling others. They may like that. I've got to share a secret with you, that I am a victim of my own insecurities, and what that means is that I catch myself trying to control a situation, others, an outcome. And really, it's because that I'm not feeling good about that situation. And in fact, if I look a little deeper, there's fear about that situation. And I somehow think I have a magic superpower in order to control it, or if I think about it or worry about it, that I will be able to fix that outcome, magically fix that outcome. Does that sound familiar to you? I thought so. We all have that superpower, but really, it's really not happening. If we think that we can control the situation, we are spending our energy and actually wasting our energy in trying to think we can control that situation. And it really does come down to, I think, fear. And perhaps it's based on trying to fix something that happened in the past by worrying about it, or trying to lay out all those steps. And if we think we have everything worked out, we'll be able to control that outcome. Well, what I'm going to recommend is letting go of that whole idea. Nice for myself to hear that again. I'm going to go through 5 tips on helping you let go of that false control. I'm going to say it again, false control. The first one is to really be honest with yourself, in that you have to have some awareness of what you're doing. And being honest and being real and authentic means that you may not be able to control all the situations. There are some that you can control. I'm honest, I can control my nutrition. I can control the amount of hours I put in my work and what I do for the people I work with and the homework that I've set up with them. Those are the things you can control, but it will take a little bit of getting real with yourself. The next step, number 2, is interesting. It's what happens if I imagine that I can let go of that situation? What would happen? And you can just take a few moments as you know you're feeling that intensity rising because that anxiety and fear level are rising. You can think about what happens if I let go. What would happen if I don't try to control the outcome of what that person is going to do or say? Or what happens if I let go of trying to put in extra hours at my job and go home where I'm needed, and I will fix that? Whatever happens will come up. I will have a solution because I've done it in the past. I've been able to successfully navigate my life to this spot right now. Now, as I said before, the next step is going to be controlling the things that you do have control over. again, it may be food. It may be being able to put a boundary around a relationship that is either positive or negative. Maybe I want to spend more time with a friend who I really like and who needs my help, versus I'm going to put a boundary around people I don't want to spend time with. That would be honest. That would also let me have some measure of control. Or if I feel good when I exercise and I know I have a long day at work tomorrow, I'm going to exercise today so I'll feel great tomorrow. Next step of letting go is really a good one, and I try to remember this as much as possible, and that is to be open and flexible in many of these situations. You know, if I feel myself contracting and wanting to control, I let go. I take breath and I let go, and I'm flexible, and I think, well, maybe this person should take care of fixing this challenge that has come up. And I'm going to back away and let them take care of it. And if they need my help, they'll ask. Or if I need to fix something afterwards, I'll do it. Number five is all about trusting yourself. That is, as I've mentioned before, having the faith in yourself to take care of any of these situations that have arisen. You've gotten to this point, as I've said. You've fixed many challenges. You can get help if you don't know the answer. That would be a good thing. We are not alone. But the key is really to feel good about who you are and what you can do in the event that you need to change something as a result or consequence of that situation. I think that's a great one, because in any of these steps and in any of our life situations, we are going to have a measure of trust internally to get through them in the best way possible. Now, what I have for you, I've gone over the five steps, and I want to switch it just for a couple of moments on an exercise that will help you let go of control in the moment. And it starts like this. First, I'll put my hand on my heart, and whatever, I can put it on my chest, and I will take a breath in, and I'm going to take a breath in for about 5 seconds. While I'm breathing in, I'm going to think about calm. I'm going to think about trust. I'm going to invite these things into my body, and I'm going to fill up my heart with that. So I'm going to breathe in for 5 seconds. Next, I'm going to hold it. And I'm just going to feel my body with the breath of calm, with the intention of calm. I'm going to keep holding. Then, for the last step, I'm going to breathe out for 7 seconds. And that can mean I can breathe out anxiety, I can breathe out mistrust, I can breathe out worry, I can breathe out control. I can just say letting go of control. So again, going over that again. First step, hand over heart. Second step is breathing in 5 seconds of my intention. Third step, holding for another 5 seconds. 7, letting go. And that is a really helpful exercise in the moment. I love breath work because it's available anytime. And hey, it's free. So always good to do. So just want to close with letting go of control. And it's kind of ironic because what I'm doing is I'm taking control of myself by letting go of things that don't need to happen, that may build worry or anxiety or just unhealthiness. So think about that. Is in the moment, take control of yourself and let go of what you don't need to control really on the outside. You're taking internal control to let go of external forces, and you have a choice. Always have a choice in the moment. Well, I want to thank you for another episode of Your Spectacular Life. I hope this really helped. And I'd love it if you could like my page, subscribe to my channel, and let other people know. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter. You can visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com or jodywhitescoaching.com. Have a great day and go after your spectacular life.